Well, good evening. It's good to see you. Welcome, particularly if it's your first time back in the church building for a year. It's particularly good to see you this evening. It's very easy, isn't it, to make a promise. We all make promises. Yes, Mum, I'll tidy my room. It's probably not applicable to many here this evening, but maybe one or two. Here's one that might be more applicable. No, I won't be late home from work. Or, it's all right, I'll fix it. We make the promises, but sometimes it's hard to keep them, isn't it? To fulfill our word. I wonder if you've ever seen, perhaps particularly on the continent, padlocks fixed to the railings on bridges, like on the screen. And I wonder, you may have wondered what on earth they were. Well, they're sometimes called love locks or promise locks. And they're put there by couples who promise to love each other forever. The trouble is, it's become very, very popular in cities like Paris, where on one bridge, the Pont des Arts, there were 700,000 padlocks weighing 40 tons, and they started to make the bridge collapse, so the authorities had to come and take them all down. We make promises. We receive promises. We have promises given to us by other people. Promises, if they're given to us by someone we trust, help to make us feel secure and safe, don't they? And God is, of course, the ultimate promise maker and promise keeper. He made those promises to our forefathers, some of them we heard about in that reading from Tony. The promises there in the Old Testament, recorded for us. So God, forgive me, you're adults this evening, but I did it for the kids this morning, so I can't waste it. The big padlock. It's a secure padlock. It's an unbreakable padlock of God's promises to us. I know it looks more like a handbag. God's promises are well and truly locked in. Each and every one has been or will be fulfilled. And that is guaranteed by the God who cannot lie. So the Apostle Paul tells these people of Pisidian Antioch, what God has promised, he has fulfilled for us. What God has promised, he has fulfilled for us. But what did God promise for us? And how did he fulfill that promise? We'll come back to this in a few moments, but we're going to sing, or rather speak or hum, a song. Oh, and by the way, I'm afraid Phil and I are allowed to sing at the moment. Sorry. It's a step towards normality when we can all sing. A song that points us to the answer to our question, what is it that God has done for us? What is it he's promised us? Let's stand up.